You never know. Things can go viral. Usually it's for a bad reason, but this could be a great viral thing here because the power of radio here at the Joe and Alex Show, the power of social media. Maybe we can help help somebody out in studio this morning. We're talking to Morgan. Hey, Morgan, thanks for being on the Joe and Alex Show today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
How are things going besides being in a weird radio studio and meeting us for the first time?
It's going good. Cool. Everything's going good.
Now, Morgan, where are you from?
I'm from Indianapolis.
Okay, so right here. Cool. And Alex, can you kind of explain to everybody listening, why is Morgan in studio this morning?
Well, I was on Twitter just a few days ago, and I saw this tweet saying, Joe and Alex, can you please look at this? My friend Morgan is looking for her brother, who was adopted. And I was like, ooh, this looks interesting, because I saw it was all Indianapolis, it was all local, and so I retweeted it. And then I told producer MYK and Joe about it, and I was like, we got to get this girl on, because if we could help her find her missing brother, that would be so awesome for you guys to reunite. So you had posted two pictures, and I mean, you've gotten a lot of retweets, like over 300 now.
That's a lot. Yeah.
So it's doing well. And you posted like a picture of you holding a sign, and then like a note, a screenshot of like more information about your story. But why don't you tell the listeners, like, start from the beginning, like your whole life story, like you're born and then what all happens?
So I was born in 1996. I'm 20. I have a little brother.
Okay.
He wants to find our older brother. A few years ago, we found out about him, and we've been trying to privately search for him. We haven't really been asking a whole lot of questions to other people.
What are the ways that you're privately searching? Like, I would assume, like, what, like Facebook, maybe, or
Facebook,
Social media, I guess, or Google.
Ancestry. We tried Ancestry.com.
Oh, yeah.
Did that get you any results? Or
no, nothing.
Okay.
We've tried looking for his original birth certificate at hospitals and the health department.
Could you find anything?
No, they wouldn't give us any information due to HIPAA violations.
Oh, and yeah.
That is crazy. So then Morgan here joining us in the Radio Now Joe and Alex Show, you can actually see this video too. And I encourage everybody later on, after we're done with this this conversation, to share this video. You might right now be looking at this video or listening on the radio and be able to make the connection. How cool would that be? Or at least give her a suggestion. Even if it leads to a dead end, maybe it'll get her one step closer to where she's looking. Do you know then he's an older brother, you're saying?
Yes.
Do you know how old he would be approximately?
He's 28 right now. He'll be 29 on June 14th.
So you know his birth.
Yes.
All right, 28 now, birthday June what?
June 14th.
So the full date of birth is June 14th.
1988.
And what's his name?
I'm not sure the name that his adopted parents gave him, but I know the name that my parents gave him was Matthew.
Matthew.
Do you know anything about who adopted him?
I know that the mom that adopted him, she was a nurse, and the dad was a pastor.
Okay, and that was here in the Indianapolis area?
I want to say it was, yes.
Do you know at all what part of Indy? Like, was it Brownsburg or anything like that?
I think it was, what my grandma told me was it was more out, they probably lived in Columbus.
Okay.
Okay. And if you're listening to it right now, this is where I feel like you can help out. Not necessarily like, oh, I know who you're talking about. I know who Morgan's brother is. Maybe you do. That's great. You can call in. But if you have any advice, too, maybe you searched for a brother, a sister, a mom, or a dad. I mean, this isn't uncommon, unfortunately, that people can't get a hold of family members that can't find them. 317-239-1009. Any advice that you might have here to help out with the process? We'd like to know. I don't want people just randomly soliciting unless you want to maybe volunteer your services to help out, Morgan. We can talk off air if you want to hawk your product about being an investigator. But have you went that route and actually said, hey, I'm Joe Pash, I'm a private investigator. Have people done that for you? Or
Once I put it on social media and it started getting more retweets, I did get maybe like 3 or 4 messages from people who have been through this situation themselves and a few private investigators. But I haven't contacted them back yet because I'm not sure how much it's going to cost. And
you said that the dad who adopted your older brother was a pastor. Do you know anything about like what type of church it was? Like, was it a Catholic church? Was it a Presbyterian church or anything?
It was a Methodist church.
Okay, there's there's another
It's a small step. Is there anything else too you can think of right now, Morgan, that that you can think of that might be details? Because it sounds like
eye color, anything.
Like, do you know anything? It's obviously limited details, but
I know that from what I've been told, he'll probably look exactly like me and my little brother.
Yeah.
Like the green eyes, brown hair, everything.
Okay.
Now, and this is where I'm confused, and maybe I missed the point, because there's a lot to process right here. But your older brother, is he then your mom and dad's, or is it like a half-brother? Is it a full-on brother?
It's a full-on brother. That's why it's so important to me to find him. And
yeah.
All right. Well, I'm just going to randomly pick this up. I don't know if we'll get anything here. Hey. Nope, they actually must have just hung up right there. If you have any advice right here, because I think you can really help the process, 317-239-1009.
Yeah, and I posted a picture, too, of Morgan. Her name is Morgan Johns, up on Instagram, Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, so that you can share this. And let's see, anything else? His name is Matthew. Oh, he was, you know what hospital he was born in?
Yes, he was, I put that he was born at Methodist, because that's the hospital I was born at, but he was actually born at Community East.
Okay, he was born at Community East Hospital. So we got some clues there. What kind of pastor and everything.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Lily?
Hey, what's up, man?
We're working on that.
All right, you're not helping me. Jeez, we're getting like no help. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Rosie.
Hey, Rosie, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We're talking to Morgan this morning. She's looking for her her brother. It's full-on blood brother. She doesn't know much about him except he was born, what, June 14th?
Yes.
1988. So he's 28 years old now. He'll be 29 coming up less than a month from now. And not a lot of the details. Have you ever looked for a long-lost sibling or family member?
Yes. When I was about 3 years old, my mom passed away of breast cancer. So I had three older sisters. They were half sisters, so we were separated when my mom passed away. So for about 20 years, I didn't know where they were. I didn't know if they were, you know, if they were still here in the United States or if they were in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Or I didn't know what happened to them. Well, about 3 years ago, we reunited through Facebook. They sent us, one of my older sisters, she sent me a message through Facebook. Of course, to me, it was like a very sensitive subject, so I didn't believe her when she sent me a message through Facebook.
Yeah.
But then she started describing, she started saying, like, my name and, like, my last name, my birthday. And then she started sending me pictures of when I was a baby. And then she started, like, saying my dad's name and stuff. So I was like, oh, my gosh, this is really true.
Wow.
So after 20 years, I mean, definitely, like, Morgan, don't give up. If you have pictures or anything similar, if you think he looks like you, definitely post baby pictures on Facebook. I mean, of course, I don't want you to, like, go and, you know, every Matthew that's on Facebook, but if you know that, like, what the last name is and stuff, definitely, like, Facebook's been a really good help.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. It's so cool to hear that. I mean, did you have any questions for her, Morgan? You don't have to, but if there's anything, you by all means, you can talk to anybody. Do you have anything you'd want to ask her, or advice or anything, or?
I don't have any questions or advice.
Okay, cool. If you do, feel free to. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning.
Ashley
tweeted
us. Yeah, no
problem. Good luck.
Thank you.
Ashley tweeted us and said, go to Columbus, Indiana and put up flyers or ask around. Have you thought about that? Going to Columbus and putting up flyers?
That would be a good idea.
That's a good idea.
It's just weird because I want to give you advice, and the only thing I can do is people are calling in. I'm going to pick them up. I don't know what we'll get here. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi. I don't want to be on the air.
Okay, well, then hang on. You're
well,
on the
we're
air.
We're on the air.
So hang on a second. I'll talk to you off air, okay? I'll put you on hold. I don't want to put you on the air if you don't want to be. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, I need you to turn your radio down for me real quick. Just listen on your phone. Sarah, have you heard Morgan's story this morning?
Yeah, I was actually just calling to tell her maybe, I know it might be a long list, but maybe make a list of all the Methodist churches. Usually preachers stay preachers for the rest of their life, so they're usually pretty helpful. Maybe she could call the Methodist churches and ask them.
If anyone listening goes to a Methodist church and knows that their pastor has a 29-year-old son who was adopted, like, call us or share this information from Facebook, Radio Now 100.9.
That is such a great idea. I never even thought about that. Let's see here. We'll try to get one more. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Shanna.
Hey, Shanna, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. We got Morgan in studio. She is looking for her long-lost brother, Matthew. He's 28 years old now. He's born June 14th, 1998. And that's,
might have a different name.
Might have a different name now. But any advice here? Is this something you went through or anything you could tell her?
Well, I grew up in Columbus, Indiana, and I'm 26. And I know there's like 8 Methodist churches in Columbus.
Wow, okay, that's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, Columbus isn't very small, but it's not like big as Indy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it'd be possible to call eight churches. That wouldn't take forever.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, I mean, my graduating class at one of the high schools was only about 400 kids. So he was probably in, there's probably about 800 kids that might have graduated from each high school. Like from both high schools combined.
I wonder if you go to a library in Columbus, do you think the library would have yearbooks of the high school there that Morgan could go and look, and then she could just flip through like a senior yearbook for what his senior year would have been, and then see if she recognizes a face that looks like someone that would look like her?
Similar to go from there.
I believe there are in the libraries. There's only one library in Columbus, and I believe they're in there.
That might be a good idea.
Mm-hmm. That is a good idea.
Well, hey, thank you so much for calling in this morning. And we're going to, please keep on calling in too. 317-239-1009. We're going to get to more of these kind of off air. Morgan, is there anything that people can do? Sorry to put you on the spot, but do you want to throw out your Twitter or an email or anything you feel comfortable about giving out over the radio if people do have information or advice that they can't get through right now to reach out to you? What's a good way to try to do that?
My email, probably.
Okay,
then email would be good.
Okay, then we'll put this right now on our Facebook Live video, Radio Now 100.9. We'll throw that email up there. So everybody, if you go there, check it out, Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. You can get Morgan's email and just any advice. It could help. You never know.
And Morgan, we'd love for you to update us, like as you are on this search. If you know you make any big breakthroughs, come back on the show and be like, I'm getting closer. We want to definitely have an update.
Yeah, definitely be a forum for you. All right. Hey, Morgan, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and thanks everybody else too that came on the air this morning. Also off air. Joe and Alex Show, that's our Twitter, that's our Instagram, and I encourage you right now to share this, if you can, you never know, just share this video as soon as it posts on our Facebook page, because maybe somebody in the Indy area is going to see it like, oh my gosh, that's me.
Yeah, and
or they'll know somebody.
I also posted up her description, a picture of her holding a sign and a description of everything that she just relayed on the air that you can also share on Facebook.